Santa Bihari, Radha Madhava. Radha Krishna Gop Gominath Shyam Kundra Radha Kundra Kundra Govardhanti Mathura Vrindavan Dhanti Mayapur Navya Dhamti Nuramanati Dhamti Jaganapuri Dhamti Kausi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Ganga Mayi Jumona Mayi Ki Samvita Bhakti Ki Glory Assemble the Bhakti Ki Gol Glory Assemble the Bhakti Ki Gol Glory Sri Guru Vanda Vanda Pamanandi Of course. Translation. While the king was thus repenting, he received news of his imminent death, which would be due to the spite of a snake bird, occasioned by the curse spoken by the Savior's son. The king accepted this as good news, for it would be the cause of his indifference toward worldly things. While the king was thus repenting, he received news of his imminent death, which would be due to the spite of a snake bird, occasioned by the curse spoken by the Savior's son. The king accepted this as good news, for it would be the cause of his indifference toward worldly things. Purpose. Real happiness is achieved by spiritual existence or by cessation of the repetition of birth and death. One can stop the repetition of birth and death only by going back to God. In the material world, even by attaining the topmost planet, Brahmaloka, one cannot get rid of the conditions of repeated birth and death, but still we do not accept the path of attaining perfection. The path of perfection frees one from all material attachments. Thus one becomes fit to enter into the spiritual kingdom. Therefore, those who are materially poverty stricken are better candidates than those who are materially prosperous. Maharaj Parikshit was a great devotee of the Lord and a bona fide candidate for entering into the kingdom of God. But even though he was so, his material assets as the emperor of the world were set back to perfect attainment of his rightful status as one of the associates of the Lord in the spiritual sky. As a devotee of the Lord, he could understand that the cursing of the Brahmin boy, although unwise, was a blessing on him, being the cause of detachment from worldly affairs, both political and social. Shamika Rishi also, after regretting the incident, conveyed the news to the king as a matter of duty so that the king would be able to prepare himself to go back to Godhead. Shamika Muni sent news to the king that foolish Shringi, his son, although a powerful Brahmin boy, unfortunately had misused his spiritual power by cursing the king unwarrantedly. The incident of the king's guardians and the Muni was not sufficient cause for being cursed to death, but since there was no way to retract the curse, the king was informed to prepare for death within a week. Both Shamika Muni and the king were self-realized souls. Shamika Muni was a mystic, and Maharaj Parikshit was a devotee. Therefore, there was no difference between them and self-realization. Neither of them was afraid of meeting death. Maharaj Parikshit could have gone to the Muni to beg his pardon, but the news of the imminent death was conveyed to the king with so much regret by the Muni that the king did not want to shame the Muni further by his present day. He decided to prepare himself for his imminent death and find out the way to go back to God. The life of a human being is a chance to prepare oneself to go back to God and to get rid of the material existence. The repetition of birth and death. Thus, in the system of Varnashram Dharma, every man and woman is trained for this purpose. In other words, the system of Varnashram Dharma is known also as Sanatana Dharma, or the eternal occupation. The system of Varnashram Dharma prepares a man for going back to Godhead, and thus the householder is ordered to go to the forest as Vanaprastha to acquire complete knowledge, then to take sannyas prior to his inevitable death. Parikshit Maharaj was fortunate to get a 7-day notice to meet his inevitable death, but for the common man, there's no definite notice, although death is inevitable for all. Foolish men forget the sure fact of death and neglect the duty of preparing themselves for going back to God. They spoil their lives and animal propensities to eat, drink, and be merry and enjoy. Such an irresponsible life is adopted by the people of this age of color because of a sinful desire to condemn experimental culture, God consciousness, and cow protection, for which the state is responsible. The state must employ revenue to advance these three items and thus eradicate and educate rather the populace to prepare for death. The state which does not do so is the real, the state which does so is the real welfare state. The state of India should better follow the example of Maharaj Parikshit, the ideal executive head, than to imitate other materialistic states which have no idea of the kingdom of God as the ultimate goal of human life. Deterioration of the ideals of Indian civilization has brought about the deterioration of civic life, not only in India, but also abroad. Vandeham Shigaro Shihitavata Kamalam Shigurum Vaishnavansa Shri Rupam Sarvajatam Sahagana Vaganatam Tam Tam Tadi Vamsasvaitam Savadu Sampadi Tanasaita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shivara Krishna Vatam Sahagana Vavita Vishwadhyamsa Hey Krishna Pumasindodhi Nibandho Jigatpate Gopesh Govita Kantarada Kantana Mokrute Panchika Upakarubhyasya Kripasindhu Devita Krishna Bhavnibu Vaishnu Vaishnu Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivansi Gopasindra Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sachintayan Nityam Atashvano Kita Mune Sukokto Nirtasat Kachakakya Nisarumene Sasarumene Nacharene Tachita Naram Tukasashyagarati Saranam, while the king was thus repenting, he received news of his imminent death, which would be due to the bite of a snake bird, occasioned by a curse, spoken by the sage's son. The king accepted this as good news, for it would be the cause of his indifference towards worldly things. Okay. So, this king, he didn't have knowledge of the curse. Now he's got the knowledge. So imagine if he didn't have the knowledge of the curse, and all of a sudden he was bitten by the snake bird. So just to go back to the purport, so many points Prabhupada's making, that one can stop the repetition of birth and death only by going back to God. Even by attaining the topmost planet, Brahma Loka, one can act with literally the conditions. The Brahma Bhavana Loka Punarabhati. This is a stated in Gita, but also a stated Abhinchad Mangalam. Those who are intelligent, this is a Krishna speaking again in the 11th canon to Uddhava. Abhinchad Mangalam. Abhinchi refers also to Brahma. So Abhinchad, going all the way up to Brahma, it is Amangalam, not auspicious. Of course, most of us would prefer to be in Brahma Loka. If we take Bhagavatam seriously, just like Maharaj Pritchett, then we won't want to even go to Brahma Loka. Right. This is nothing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking in his Shikshastra. Dhanana Janana. He doesn't want anything in this material world. Mama Janani Janmanisha. Even if I have to take birth again and again, the only thing he's desiring is Mama Janani Janani Shadabhava Bhakti Rahaikati Bhakti Bhakti. Unmotivated devotional service. So, but stopping this birth and death, this is also given many times, over and over in Bhagavatam, in different beautiful ways. This Virakti word is given in this sloka, Prasakta Shah. Too much attack and directly, these two words are juxtaposed. Shukadev Goswami, imagine that Shukadev Goswami he approached Maharaj Pariksit. Maharaj Pariksit was sitting surrounded by so many sages and asking, what is my duty now? Well, they weren't giving any clear type of answer. They had so many suggestions. So when Shukadev came there, giving the instruction, Narada was there, Vyasadeva. They were even listening. That Shukadeva is such a personality that he can give the correct answer. Vyasadeva had already given Srimad Bhagavatam to Shukadeva, but he was interested to hear, he wanted very eagerly to hear what Shukadeva had to say. And Narada Muni. They were thinking that we have given something, but Shukadeva, he can really give the expansion of this Bhagavatam. You see the instructions of Vyasadeva, to Vyasadeva, from Narada, Samadhana Anusmara Yadvacheshitam, that Vyasadeva, you can any time you enter into Samadhi, such a personality as Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva, he was speaking, writing, in Bhagavad Gita, he could see Not only he was so powerful to see what was going on anywhere, what Shukadeva knew, he knew, of course. Sukaveti Naveti, Vyasaveti Naveti, we don't know if Vyasadeva knows this thing, but Shiva says, Sukaveti, I know it, Sukadeva knows it, Vyasa may know it. He, of course, he knows it. Very nice. There. And Vyasadeva is so powerful that even he can imbibe it in the heart, Amta Drishti, to Sanjaya. So we don't know the power of Vyasadeva. Still, he's offering respects to Sukadeva so much. So, in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, he's describing, well, the Bhagavatam is describing how he's Guru Munina. Sukadeva is Guru Munina. That means the Guru of all Munis. How he can get these slokas? Sukadeva Goswami was a complete Shukidara. He was sitting. The sages, when he was sitting in Nanakarni, they told him, wait a minute, you were there for that great conversation with Sukadeva and Parikshit. Can you please tell us? So see these persons that day. In one time hearing it, he's repeating. Sukadeva Goswami is also giving some of his. Sukadeva is giving. Such great persons. We're respected, not ordinary persons at all. Guru Munina. Rickett was speaking with Sukadeva. He said that you are Paramam Guru, Yoginam Paramam Guru, the greatest yogi, the greatest guru. You can give us what we should hear, Niyamanasya, Nishtrayasa, the greatest goal, topmost goal of life. And then, when it really started speaking Bhagavatam, the second canto, in the beginning of that, how perfect it is that Prabhupada described it. How these first three chapters, there's basic God realization. I mean, how it's laid out for the mercy of everyone. Parikshit Maharaj already knew he's on the same level as Sukadeva. But still, it's being given step by step, first step, in God realization. And then there's descriptions, more and more detachment. Satangelo, how does it say? Kashipo Kimpra, these different shlokas, how Shukadeva is describing how great a devotee, a renounced devotee, there's no question of the gray area given there. That you wandering the charam and you're Chito, Kim Kashipo, you lie on the flat, Satyamjalo, you're not wearing clothes, only some bark of a tree. You can go and take water somewhere in the river. Sukadeva Goswami himself, so go to Hanumatramhi. This is total detachment. He was only going to the householders to give some instruction during the time of milking the cow, because they go outside. He wouldn't even go in the house. So go dahana matramhi, only then, matramhi, when they're milking the cow, that sharp time. And he can give some instruction to the household at that time. We know that, this is addressing Sukadeva. How did that? Mahapabhur bhaktagani, vairagya pradam. Kriti hoy, Gaura Bhagavan. That Gaura Bhagavan is pradam. Means the principal thing, the main thing that pleases Mahaprabhu, Gaura Bhagavan, is when he sees Jahadevi, when he sees that his followers, Mahaprabhu, Bhaktagani, the persons who are his bhakti, Vairagya Pradhan, but Pradhan means the main principal thing is Vairagya. He wants to see this Varakti Vairagya. He doesn't want to see so many other things. Nadanam, not interested in any of that. This is what he wants to see. Just like Raghunath Das, when the servants of his father and uncle came to Puri, they said, do you know Raghunath Das? They asked around, do you know? They were like, what are you talking about, Raghunath Das? You mean he's the greatest devotee in the entire place here? We know him. He's eating some rice that the cows don't even eat. It has to be washed off and put some salt on it. The cows reject it. And you're asking about him? Do we know him? Of course, Bhagavan Das was not craving any respect at all. He didn't even speak directly with Mahaprabhu, hardly. He was there. He would consult with Swarup Dhanavar. But in the beginning, he wanted some direct instruction. Because Mahaprabhu put him in the charge of the Swarup Dhanavar. Swarupya Raghu of Swarup Dhanavar. He's the Raghu of Swarup Dhanavar. There are other Raghus might be there in Puri at that time, but he's Swarupya Raghu. So he asked some instruction. What should I do? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught very simple things, very basic. That balanakai paride, ala balanakai paride. Don't eat well, and you don't dress well. That would be minimal stage, because he was not eating, of course, so great. In the beginning, he was eating some. He was getting feasts every couple of weeks because of all the money that was sent. He thought, what do I do with this money? I don't want money. I'll make feasts for Mahaprabhu. All the sannyasis can go there and have big prasadam. And for some time, I'm not sure how long, there was some nice feasting going on every so often. After a while, it stopped. Mahaprabhu asked Govinda, said, so what is going on? I don't see any feast. Raghunath Das thought that's nonsense. What am I doing with this money? He doesn't take the money anymore. He just goes barely gets the money, the food from the those booths or somebody's. First he's getting it, he was getting it from the people, the Mahaprasad, standing out in somewhere near Puri Temple and getting that prasad. Someone gave it to him. After that, Mahaprabhu didn't see him anymore. What happened to him? What happened to Raghunath? I don't see him. No, he's getting it from the booth, just some really rejected food. It might be old and spoiled. Mahaprabhu thought that's pretty good. Oh, nice, he was pleased. Finally, he didn't even see him out there getting doing that. So, what happened to him? Oh, he's just eating that rice from the cows in Kavanga district. It's all that he gets. Ah, then Mahaprabhu, he ran to get that. Imagine. They tried to stop him. He went, no, Raghunath, what are you doing every day? You're eating a big feast, you don't invite me? No, my lord, it's not fit for you. Please, don't eat any of this. You're eating at the Puri temple so much, so you don't want to eat this. He said, no, that's okay, but this is the most sweet prasad of this rejected food he was taking. So he was so pleased. So anyway, Mark Cricket is in this mood. Totally now. Viraktiya Ranyatnaha. Kshantira Vyakta Kalakvam. Viraktiya Marasunyata. The symptoms of bhava, there's nine given Rupa Goswami. There's other symptoms of bhava, of course, but these nine. But Jiva Goswami says one cannot imitate because it's easily seen. If one is not full of viraktiya and manifesting, these are visible signs. Of bhava. Chantir, he's fully forgiving, merciful. Chantir of Yarka Kalakam, he doesn't waste any time doing nonsense. So if one is artificially showing some bogus signs of bhava, prema, just like trembling, crying, difficult to imitate, of course. But still, there's persons to imitate, just like the guy was imitating Haridas Thakur rolling on the floor. The snake charmer was channeling this, and he kicked the guy, beat him. Why do you do that? Haridas was doing the same thing. He had been the bogus imitator. Imitationist. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati had the terminology, imitationist, salvationist. He had all these great terminology. So, no imitation. So when, in the beginning of that Bhagavatam, Bariyadeshite Prashna, Kritto Lokita, Mabat, Samabha, Pumta, Chokta Vyadhi Yatpara. Because in the end of this chapter, we're reading 19, when we get near the end, I was quoting, and these great verses are here. Tamopaya tampate antubi pra dangashu devi tatakritamiche kuhakas takshiko va. This takshiko mentioned kuhakas as a trick, some trick. Marsh Prickett, he told all the assembled persons there, just accept me, but then you great Vipras, accept me as a fully surrendered soul. I don't mind whatever this Brahman has, this boy has spelled, some trickery, kuhakas, takshikova. But one thing is, dashat param gayata vishnu gata. Dashat means biting me. It might bite me, this snake, I don't mind. Dashat param, that's okay. But Vishnu Gata, you just keep chanting these songs of Vishnu, especially there was Sukadeva. Sukadeva and Puri. Just keep chanting the glories of Vishnu. Vishnu follows Prasadapanam. Prahlad Maharaj is giving the same instruction you hear throughout Bhagavatam. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhaktiyoga Prayojita Janatyasu Vaikavyam. It produces by Raja just by hearing this. Vasudeva Gata Ruchi. Prasada Danasa. One has full enthusiasm. This word is very nice. Shadadanasa. Shushushokadadana. Vasudeva Gata Ruchi. Shanhatsevayati Kapuni. But it has to be there, given by the spiritual master also. Adal Gurvashayam. One first takes shelter. Just like Shukadeva has taken shelter. So many sages were there, but he took full shelter of Shukadeva Swami. And Sukadeva Swami was constantly enlightening him. He didn't have to eat or sleep. He was hearing the nectar. Babo Shoda Shokamano Birama. This is the Babo Shoda, the medicine for getting rid of this birth and death. Baba. Baba means to become. To take Bhutra Bhutra Palite, to take birth again and again. And many verses they say in beautiful ways, different ways, same, similar thing that Vairaja Sharam Pratibodha Matram Baba Padam Geharati Chanati. Geharati means Rati for Geha. Geha means household life. So this is a very stark thing given in Bhagavatam always in different ways. Vairaja Sharam can only be attained, and when it's attained from the acharyas, it cuts. Chanati means it cuts. Again and again, the same terminology is used in different beautiful ways by Sukadeva. Says such a vast storehouse of nectar Sukadeva is giving. And in this way, Prickett Maharaj again and again. And he was so pleased. So in the first verse of the second canto, after hearing Maharaj Prickett that Nriyamanasya, Nishraya Sasya Nriya, those who are about to die. Evam etam nagaditam krishtaranyadavamama. Another place in second canon, he said, I have given you, you asked me about it, I'm giving you again. Prabhupada gave a nice lecture on that verse. Prabhupada said, who is not on the threshold of death? So I answered, krishtaranyadavamama. Nrinam yamyamana namam sheshyamani. Those who are manishinam, in the, amongst the human beings, those who are intelligent, they will listen to this conversation of Sukadeva and Prickett. So Sukadeva was so pleased. Bhagyaninshu, this is very nice. Very nice to take prashna. Your question is so auspicious. Atmavitsamata pumsam. All the Atma, those who know the Atma, Atmavitsamata. They have approved of it. Then he started to say, those who don't take this conversation, they have so many other nonsense things to hear and speak all the time. Rajendra, Rajendra is the best of kings, Rajendra, the Sukadeva. Rupyajini Rajendra Minam Sahasrata means thousands of things.
Sati Sahasa. Apashitama Atattva. Grihesi Grihamedina. Again, back to Grihesi Grihamedina. Simply interested in building up their household life. Everyone is struggling in this material world. Let me get this fancy, this better, that, this. Because they're simply struggling, no matter what they get, it will be finished. Pramatasya Tadihaya. Vidura was speaking the same beautiful instruction later on. Oh no, previously. He was speaking the same thing with Dhritarashtra. Those who are Pramatasya, we have the same. Prasakta, attached. Those who are too attached and in illusion, then this attachment state, atikrama, gradually they creep up, kala palama, then time catches, just like a snake catches them all. Then, so he gave so many instructions like that from this. So virakti, this is it, he's Virakti Manasunyata, all these symptoms are given of Baba, but this is one of them. Manasunyata, that means he's very humble. Chantiravarta Kalatam doesn't waste any time. But Brihadaranyaka is not wasting time. In fact, Sukadeva is telling him, Antakale, Chamami, Antakale, Gatasattva. At this time of death, those who are intelligent, they ante Narayana Smriti, simply remember the Narayana. Then he gives some example. Kapbango, the great king, he had only one mom, Gepetana, Mahortam. He only had a Mahortam, which is, Mahortam is like 24 minutes or something. So he had only a little time, less than half hour, he was told, you're going to die very soon. That's what they say. But he went for the highest thing. I mean, he fixed his mind. He gave him these examples. I mean, so many examples he gave. He gave also the example, I mean, speaking of household, that great king in the fifth canto, that he wanted to remain detached. And Brahma, they all had to beg him to become a householder. So that's also given there. They said, even if one is detached, so-called detached, he's living in the jungle, but he's always surrounded by his six wives, the six enemies, the mind and the senses like that. So even if he's in the jungle, still he'll be taken down by his senses. So then he described in the beginning of the second canto, which is really the beginning of the speaking of the Bhagavatam. Etavan Santi Yoga Bhyan, there's so many systems, by performing one's activities, household life, or if he's a renunciate. Etavan Santi Yoga, he practices Santi Yoga Bhyan, Parinishi, all these different systems. Still, the ending thing is Ante Narayana Santi. At the end, he has to give up his body. So when Krishna is speaking also about, he's giving many examples to Uddhava in the 11th canto about detachment. Just see this 29 chapters that he's speaking about this detachment. And he gives the example of the avadhut, and he spoke about the 24, 25 gurus. And the ultimate guru he described as the body. And he used the same word, viveka virakti, consideration of. So this final guru is the body. They hold the rule, mama, virakti, viveka, dehe. He says, dehe guru, mama virakti, viveka, guru. This guru of the body, but the body has to accept so many miseries constantly. Just even many devotees are having so many problems, leaving body, different. What to speak of the entire material world is simply a cause of suffering. Janma mrityu jarabhyadi, Vimukta-amritam ashrita. Krishna says, I will give you this knowledge and you will conquer birth and death, he tells Arjuna. And you will taste that nectar. He doesn't exactly describe it in detail, it's just very quickly. But Bhagavatam is describing it more in detail. So, therefore, Krishna is quoting this Avadhut Brahma about these gurus. And so the Deha Guru, Mama Bharati, teaches me detachment. So Prithika Maharaj is the, right here, very topmost emblem of that detachment. He didn't mind. You see, the only person to describe here, in the fifth canon, we have description of Vishabdev, we have description of Jadabara. They didn't care for anything. People were spitting at them, doing all kinds of things. Didn't mind. That Jadabharat was captured as some sort of a man animal, and he was tied up to be sacrificed. Still, he was practically didn't notice. But Krishna saved, and the deity burst open, the Durga deity, and these very nice ladies came out and cut the heads of those demons. They were drinking the blood. There's a back cover. Prabhupada actually liked that picture a lot in the back cover. Yeah, of course, he's feeling this great bother that Jadabharat is being protected. And Jadabharat, he wasn't just an ordinary young guy, but he was the greatest personality. Ruhugana Tata Pasami Ati Machaya Nirvana. He gave so many instructions to Ruhugana. Ruhugana, the great king, first the king was insulting him, he didn't mind. He was not carrying the palanquin properly. So after some time, he heard these instructions and he got off his palanquin and surrendered to Jadabharat. Jadabharat was speaking and he was lamenting and saying that I don't fear the trident of Lord Shiva or any of these things. I just want to offer respects to all those who travel around and giving these instructions for cutting. Yadanu Dhyasina Yukta Kama Granthi Nibandhinam. Chindanti Kovidas Tasya Kovinakam. Who will not take these instructions that cut off all bondage to birth and death? Samsara Hetu Paramashtri Yatra. Samsara Hetu. Cause. Again, the word is used, hate you, paramashtiya. Cutting our attachment to this material. So again and again, Vairagya Kena, the Bhagavatam is described in the 12th canto that from beginning, middle, and then Adi Madhya Prasanna, beginning, nothing but teaching detachment. I was teaching it in a very dramatic way. Great kings, like Bharat Maharaj, they give up their wife, home, family. Malabar, just like passing school. Uttama Shoka Lavas, just being attracted by hearing. Sukadeva Goswami also, he said, like, Paranishti Topi Nagunya. He was fully Brahman realized. They all knew that, Narada Muni Vyasa. Now they want their also sitting down listening to Sukadeva. He's saying, Paranishti Topi Nagunya Uttama Shoka. He is fully beyond the mold of the material nature. So he's in a position to speak. So our only business is to hear what he has to say. Through Maharaj Pariksit. And so throughout this Bhagavatam, we recorded Bhava Shrava Shrokta Manogana. It's pleasing to the mind, pleasing to the ear. Shrokta Manogana. Nirvitta Tashaya Upagiyamana. Nirvitta Tasha means those who have given up Tasha, thirst in this material world, because they're satisfied. This Virakti, Dana Dharma Dharma, rather than being blinded by wealth. Dana Dharma Dharma. He was a bona fide candidate, Anush Parikshit is a bona fide candidate, obviously. Shivaksha Lokaya. Shivaya Lokasha Bhavaya Bhutaya Uttama Shloka Parayana Jana. Previously it was spoken that he was the greatest king. He gave up his crown and his wonderful garments, belt of jewels, just tossed it to the side, didn't care for anything. He wanted to simply do good for all others. So he was doing as Chakya, but by hearing this and accepting this curse, he did good for all. Everyone who studies this conversation in Kali Yuga for their deliverance. It's not some personal deliverance, but it's specific. Uttama Shloka Parayana Jana, those who are enraptured for hearing about Krishna's pastime. So, not just Krishna, but the devotees of Krishna. Sarva Vidyam Mahyam. Krishna says, I am in the heart of the sadhus. And he's also taking the dust of the sadhus and letting Kama Krishna describe it. Maj Puja Bhakta. My Bhakta is more worshipable than myself. So these two Bhaktas are speaking, just see, without them, Dharma stopped and hate you. Sadhu-devaha, by these activities of the sadhus, speaking and hearing, satam prasanna mamadhiri sambhido. When the sadhus get together, satam mamadhiri becomes very powerful, very virya. We have the word virya, so it comes from this virya, it becomes more powerful. And great sadhu like Prabhupada, he goes everywhere, sudukitas. Adharma Shilasha Sudhukitas. Those who are Adharma, he can go to those who have no idea of Dharma. Imagine, Prabhupada, he's just one man, small, Pindola. He's coming into the Maya in New York City, and he's just impelled by strong faith, enthusiasm. Ecstasy, Sachi Sutta Priyati, by taking shelter of his guru. Sri Siddhanta Saraswati, Sachi Sutta Priyati. He knows that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta is Priyati, most dear to Sachi Sutta. He simply wants to do the service, that service. So, Sukadeva Goswami was speaking in, again in the sixth canto, Tat Purusha Nishevaya. He's telling Maharaj Parikshit, he's giving so many, he's kind of testing him in a way, he's giving him the different, because Parikshit Maharaj was such a great person, Adineha Mahabhaga Yathayvanarakana, he was addressing Sukadeva that you're Mahabhaga, the most fortunate person in the universe. Please tell me, how, he had just heard fifth canto, all the different hells, people punished. How can they be delivered? Adineha Mahabhaga, Yathayva Narakanara, Narakan, they're all going, many of them going to hell. Divana Bhakti, anyone, Yamaraj instructs in that chapter, next chapter, that those who don't speak one time, Anayatvam, Vishnu Krishna, those who don't do the business of Vishnu, bring them to me. But the sadhus, the devotees, don't bring them. Those who don't speak one time, Jivana Bhakti, or Ekagapi, they don't bow their head one time, then you can bring them to me. Then they're sinful to different degrees. When Ajamil just uttered the one word, Yadamarayanayu, Jagada, Chaturakshan, these four syllables, Narayana. He was delivered. Janma Koti Anasana people. What to speak of one life of sin? Janma Koti, millions of lives of sin were destroyed by the turkey. So, Sakrin Maha Krishna Padara Vindaya, by this one chanting of the Holy Name. Again and again. But he also says, Yata Krishna Pita Prana. Tat Purusha Nishevaya. Tat Purusha Nishevaya, one has to do seva. to the Purusha, but not Mahapurushiko, the great person, the great guru, Hangsev Guru, Anugritya. Again and again, it's spoken by Sukadeva. But he's already, Gregor Maharaj has already surrendered, he's already surrendered from the very beginning. But still the slogans are given for us, given for us. So many things are given in the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Vaishnavanam Priyam. That's why Bhagavatam is so dear to the Vaishnava. Priyam. Bhakta Sahitam, Vairagya. Bhakta Sahitam. Because it gives Vairagya. The essence of our Vairagya Shara. Sham Sam Samudhikam. Sukadev took this essence and he gave it to Parikit. Sukadeva Goswami said, I'm giving also the same sara, same cream. So if one doesn't take it, he's called asara, meaning he's useless. He's not taking this sara, the cream. Okay, so questions amongst all these great audience? Priyavrata, that's so awesome. Priyavrata was told by Brahmaji that, what are you talking about? Even if you are going in, he was inducing him to take up household. He said, even if you go in the jungle and you are renunciate, but if you are thinking of sense gratification, then.
So, in thinking about Marsh Cricket, in one sense, he's so intelligent and, you know, he's a king. And Garland being the yogi, I mean, he must have known at some level that the yogi was meditating, but he got angry and he Garland with the snake.
I'm not sure if he knew. I mean, later on he was reflecting, saying, well, maybe that guy was in trance. Well, I think we've read some verses of that.
So, you know, sometimes things happen and people react, and then, like you just said, they reflect on it and think, well, maybe I shouldn't have done that, or, you know, there's so many situations. So what to think about that? He made a mistake, he did make a mistake. It was Krishna's plan that he did that, so that all these other events, of course, we can't always think of our actions in the same way. And also thinking about, like, Raghunatha eating the spoiled food. If a devotee did that, you know, here, we would just think that he's crazy. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, it reminds me of this one guy. He used to eat he used to cook in Mayapur when I first saw him. And he would, after everyone was finished eating, and he would come out with all the skins, even any vegetable skin, and watermelon rind, fruit skin, he would eat that. And of course, we used to laugh at him. You know? And he used to unscrew the drain. When I was in the European countries, he used to unscrew the drain and eat the food out of the drain. But he's also not practicing anymore.
But it seems like we should be so careful, because there'd be someone like Judd Bharat, you know, they just made fun of him. You know.
So therefore, we don't imitate, but we follow in the footsteps.
But, you know, but to see that spiritual spark in every person,
can you
take really
it off? I can't. I'm making out what you're saying. Your mask.
Okay. You know, see the spiritual spark in every person and try not to be judgmental, because you never know really who somebody.
You're saying don't be judgmental because someone might be advanced as Raghunath?
Or maybe not as advanced as Raghunath, but someone may be, just like with Judd Bharat, they could be very advanced. It's just, you know, have to
somehow
be very thoughtful, it seems.
You know, Prabhupada gave chances, just like there was several times when devotees. One guy, we've heard this so many times, but I happen to have preached that guy, Odolam, and he heard from a doctor that he only had a year or two to live, that his heart was very weak. So Prabhupada said, okay, and you can hear the lecture, Prabhupada's giving him Babaji, the only one here who got Babaji, right? And I think in Chicago, 74. And so he says, okay, you can go to Mayapur, but you stay there, because, and Prabhupada in the lecture said, he thinks he will die, but I don't want everyone coming to me, oh, probably give me Babaji. I don't want him coming to me. But because he thinks he will die, he can go to Mayapur. And Prabhupada instructed me to eat only this much you know, maybe once or twice a day, whatever fits in your hand. The next thing I knew, I was standing in my art studio in 75, it was winter, cold, and I saw someone in a little bit of thing, a lungy, a little thing outside across the street, and it was cold out, very cold, 40 degrees. And I said, who's that, what's that guy doing, what's he wearing? He said, oh, that's O'Donnell, he came back to my apartment. I said, he came back. I remember immediately, I thought, Prabhupada said, that guy should stay there. His body came into my head. So if we have that standard of Prabhupada, immediately I thought, this guy must be a nonsense. I mean, no, it's not me. It's Prabhupada said it, you know. Sure enough, he went off and was never seen again because some other doctor said, no, you're not dying. That's a famous story. But that's one example of something. But of course, yeah, we've had our avadhuts. I mean, Kusha Pradhan was such an avadhut, right? In his case, he was causing some disturbance, I think, in Boston. Girard spoke to Prabhupada and said that this Bhakta Peter, he's blocking up. When people come into the temple, he's sprawled out, he has his books and his feet are out. And Prabhupada just wasn't having it. He said, you cannot tolerate that? He somehow. You know, he probably knew who was who. So, and then people were surprised because after 20 years that all these translations were, not 20, but say 12, 13 years, people started noticing, and Giriraj mentioned how he saw these books coming out for Krishna Prada, but he never even knew that his name, he got initiated what his name was. And then when he saw him, he thought, my God, that's Dr. Peter, we thought he was just some crazy nut.
That's a pretty big
sound. Tons of books. But he used to eat a lot. He ate plenty, just bodies and everything. So, anyway, that's another thing. Okay, anything else? Jai, Srimad Bhagavatam.